From the Kriyanan Tarash, I am the wisdom of the feminine divine, in honor of the wisdom of the masculine divine, speaking in these times of change, encouraging you to continue to grow in the balance of love and respect deep within your very being, to create the coherence of consciousness that is now possible upon the planet, to bring forth the new information, the new ways of creating your life. It is finally here. Take a deep breath, please. We ask you in this moment to feel that energy, your own wisdom of the feminine divine, honoring the wisdom of the masculine divine. The unity, the peace is deep. It radiates each one of you beautifully, like a tuning fork. The vibrational frequency you give off in this moment is one of greater wholeness, greater holiness that we have known, only now you bring it into your daily life. Feel the energy. What is in your heart in this moment? What are you feeling? We ask you that now, please. Speak up. What do you feel? Love. Excitement. Gratitude. Possibilities. Joy. Expansion. Let us take this energy of expansion to another level. Continue to grow in the unity that you feel, this wholeness, this peace, this strength. For indeed, you have just left the year of full moons, and there are still some, shall we say, challenges. And as we speak, the energy moves through your legs. You are being asked to create these new foundations, and that which you feel in this moment is a vibrational frequency. It is a state of consciousness where you are able to hold the light. Kriyan has continually encouraged us to hold our light. And now, he says, the darkness cannot enter even more than before. So shall you hold your light a little stronger? Do you choose? Feel that. The resonance, the frequency. As you hold this light, this energy, this frequency in this moment, we invite you to observe the energy of your lives, to observe the patterns of your living. For there are places where you are very happy, and there are places where there is still challenge. In this moment, hold this resonance and allow the light, the peace, the centeredness, the strength that you are in this moment to radiate in waves through every opportunity, every challenge of your life. How do you feel now? It is the stillness, the strength. Feel the energy of your whole being standing in the truth. The Kriyan has continually encouraged us to know. As the wisdom of the feminine divine, honoring the wisdom of the masculine divine, you are now creating within your own being the invitation for this new level of unity. And in that unity comes the strength, the ability, and the next steps of your co-creating your enlightened life. Let go of the details in the moment. Simply allow the energy. Be the lighthouse. Turn up the volume. Let it shine for your life first, and then think of those that you love, those that you wish that you could help them. Let us go one step further before we finish. Hold the vibrational frequency of your being as you have them in your consciousness. Allow their unity of the divine feminine and the divine masculine to begin to calibrate, vibrate, inspire, remind, be the example. But first, simply be, without any concern for being the example, but simply know that your vibrational frequency inspires others into the energy of their fullness. Observe the energy around your head and through your heart. Take a deep breath, please. And how do you feel now? Precisely. Precisely well. Very well done. Continue to create your enlightened life in this frequency. It will grow. Play, love, be, eat, explore, become in this frequency of wholeness. Are you ready to continue? Kryon has constantly said, "You are dearly loved. You are dearly loved. You are the dearly loved, and as you continue to radiate that, you become it and you remind others, dearly loved." Does that please you? For it pleases us. An honor to speak with you, heart to heart, being to being. I am the wisdom of the feminine divine, in honor of the wisdom of the masculine divine. Please affirm together, and so I am.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. My partner steps aside, for the messages must be pure. And sometimes the purity of communication becomes direct. The directness of what we wish to say to you sometimes flies in the face of what you expected, or what you thought, or what you'd learned, or even the biases that you came with. The channeling this year, the channeling today, later, is the beginning of what we will call a series of demystifying the New Age, putting it into systems and words that you will understand, but that might violate the very premise of what you thought it was. But now, more than any time in history, you're ready to hear it. For the old soul has the sophistication and the ability to sort out these things in order to move forward. The very paradigm of what you think it's about is starting to shift. And you're going to be the teachers to the ones around you of what to do next. Let's discuss very briefly, right now, the ones that are here sitting in the room, the ones who are listening to this message. I know who you are. I know who you are and what you would call the future of the ones who sit here. I know the numbers, finite, the souls, the eyes, who are going to watch and hear. And I've got a message. Number one, you're not in a vacuum, dear ones. Believe it or not, the guides have been holding your hands, the angelic forms or whatever you believe they are, and my partner's going to talk about that later today. I've been with you the whole time, and it may not have seemed that way. And just when you think perhaps you had it handled and you could do it, it changed. And they were still holding your hand. That's what it's like to start a reboot, if you want to use that term, of a spiritual operating system called the old soul. Some of you almost gave up. I know who's here. And by the way, I heard the words, if you didn't think I was listening, I heard the words, I didn't come here for this. God knows everything he said. And he didn't have a stern face either. And if you could have felt our tears, and if we'd had them, we would have let you. We would have let you. If there's any time, it was 2013 when some of you went through the dark night of the soul. And there are those here who are still going through it. And some of you are pretending it's over, and it's not. And so I just want to speak clearly and plainly. We know who you are. There's something coming. Crying, I'm at the end of my string. You could talk about love, and you could talk about light, and you could talk about all these things, and projecting, and doing, and being. I've done them all. I'm too tired to just keep doing it. And we know it. So we're going to give you something else. If that's you, I want to give you something else right now. We're going to give it three initials. UBC. It's not a bank. UBC. And in order for UBC to work, you've got to buy into it. And here it is. Listen. Unexpected benevolent change. Unexpected benevolent change. Now I want to do something we never ever do. Those in the room, say it with me. Unexpected benevolent change. Do you hear the words ringing through this room? Do you feel the energies of what you've just said? Now let me give you the rest of the story because you've earned it. That feel good? So if you are at the end of your string, if you've done everything you know how, first thing I'm going to tell you, you haven't made any mistakes. The energy is the energy. You haven't made any mistakes, not really. Except one that is potentially there, and that's giving up. And so instead of giving up, UBC, I want you to expect it. Just sit there and expect it. Because you deserve it, and you can hold your hand up and say, I am ready for that. I am ready for that unexpected, benevolent change. And now one of the biggest secrets we could reveal to you that even the scientists know. This is not new. This is the way physics works. Did you know that? This is the answer for something called intelligent design. Physics works this way. Did you know the evolvement of the galaxy itself is filled with unexpected benevolent change? When science looks into the universal scheme of things and they see creation, they don't see a random system at all. They see UBC creating kind of life everywhere. There's outside of chance. Expect things outside of chance. The system wants to start correcting the things that you've gone through that are not yet resolved, if you let it. So here is the operative word: optimism, joy, celebration, and laughter. And you may say, I don't have it in me. Oh, yeah, you do. Yes, you do. Think about everything resolving itself. Would you laugh then? Could you be joyful then? Then do it now. That is the challenge of the day. And that's what we wanted to bring to you in these few moments. And then I'll see you later. And so it is.